To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
David, why don't you tell us your top five tips for gorgeous skin? I love these because you are the go-to guy for looking great.
Well, I appreciate you asking, because I got to tell you, on the show, you know, we talk about beauty from the inside out. We talk a lot about makeup and all, but focusing just on how to have gorgeous skin without makeup is important to me, because as much as we want to eat right or work out for a healthy body, same with our skin. So my first tip is going to sound obvious. You're going to kind of chuckle at it, but you'd be surprised how many of our listeners don't follow it. You ready? Quit
Yes.
smoking. Quit smoking. Well, you may not, and I may not, some people still do. And I don't mean to gang up on smokers, but we all know about the health benefit, the health effects. I can't say benefits, the negatives, but the health effects of smoking. Okay. But think about it for a minute. Those that smoke, how it affects your skin. It can make you look older so much faster than you want to. So while you're trying to look younger, you got to think what smoking will do to you. So not only do you have to worry about the cancer cause effects of it, etc., but smoking will dry out your skin. It depletes the skin of oxygen. It dulls the skin, and it adds all kinds of pollutants that are being absorbed through the surface of your skin. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is quit smoking. You also notice those that puff on the cigarettes a lot get these smoker's lines. I've actually talked about coming out with a line just for smokers. So you're going to be amazed. You can tell when someone has an unbalanced lifestyle because you can see it in their skin and they age so much faster. The second one I'm going to tell you that has to do with a lifestyle is we all love to go outside, but use sunscreen. You want to block the UV rays that are going to dry out the skin and accelerate the signs of aging. UV rays from the sun can actually even cause skin cancer, which we talk about so much. So these are two simple steps that are going to make a huge difference in staying looking young, especially as we age. The third one we'll jump to is a couple times a week, exfoliate the skin. Our skin cells are in a constant state of renewal, but as we age, that slows down. And so we want to accelerate that and get rid of the dead skin cells that can clog pores, dull the skin, even create adult acne. So you want to exfoliate the skin, I'm going to tell you, two or three times a week at night, whether a physical or chemical exfoliator. My favorite is a non-irritating one, like my Wild Durian Enzyme Peel, but enzymes have been shown to do as much as some of the aggressive glycolic or lactic peels, but without irritating the skin. So two or three times a week, you want to exfoliate the skin.
Well, I was thinking with your wonderful Pure Attitude, you have that gentle exfoliant in your rice wash that I use every day, but you're saying that in addition to that, you need something more. So the Wild Durian is good. It doesn't have to be like a heavier scrub.
No, that's a great question. When you cleanse, a cleanser can have a mild exfoliator, like in the purifying rice. It's been balanced. Those beads actually will break down under too much pressure, so you cannot over-exfoliate the skin. But still, two to three times a week, because that cleanser with a light exfoliator is going to work for everybody. But those of us that are getting older, over 40, I'm going to say, two or three times a week, exfoliate the skin cells that are not going away as fast as we want them to. And the minute you do, the first time you do, you're going to see more radiant-looking skin, cleaner, a healthier glow to the skin, because you've gotten rid of the dead skin cells. You'll get rid of some of the adult acne.
Well, I'm really excited because I have a facial this week and I do it every once in a while, and talk about glowing. It's wonderful with the steam and the scrubs and the whole nine yards. It's a really nice thing. So gals, treat yourself. Men too, right, David? You ever get a facial?
Exactly. I don't. Being in the industry, I get to give one to myself just by using all the different products. But, you know, when you get to go and take and have this luxury treatment, and I'm going to go with it's more of a necessity, but that's exactly. They're purifying the pores. They may be using a mask to help draw out impurities and toxins, and then they're exfoliating the skin. So that's something I'm going to tell you that a lot of people overlook that is critical as you get older to maintaining younger-looking skin and healthy skin on top of it, because that's important. Let's go to step number four. Keep your skincare regimen simple. Now, this sounds funny, but a lot of people have so many different products, they complicate matters. They don't know what to use, they don't know when to use it, they overuse it, and these products can disrupt your natural pH. A lot of them contain ingredients that will irritate the skin. A lot of them will disrupt the normal skin healing process, and all that is going to show signs of aging. I don't know about you, but do you follow a simple routine, or do you use a lot of different products?
I follow your routine with the Pure Attitude, which is great. You've got the cleansing wash, the rice wash. You've got the serum, and then you've got the lotion. You got a little eye cream, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Did I leave anything out?
Well, we're going to cover that once again in a second because I think it's important the order that someone uses it and how simple your routine can be. But turn the clock back before I said those to you and we're on the show. Did you use a lot of different products? Are you one who didn't use any at all, maybe?
No, I just used a face wash and a moisturizer.
Okay. No, and that's fine when you're younger, okay? But as we age, not that you're getting there, but when you get there, you're very young. No.
I've gotten there, let me tell you.
Well, then it's time to increase your skincare regimen, but there's just a couple basic steps. So first of all, I'm going to suggest to the listeners, don't overlook your skin. You pay attention to what you eat. You pay attention to exercise. You pay attention to so many things in your life, but you need to take care of your skin as well. So when I ask you to simplify it, it's just a few simple steps. So don't avoid it. I have listeners or people that'll ask me if I have oily skin, do I need to moisturize? The answer is certainly you do. Oil is not moisture. So you want to moisturize the skin. The oil on your skin is often from sebum, which can also clog pores, and it's actually a sign your skin's pH may be out of whack. Whole other segment. So let's talk about how to keep your skincare regimen simple. You want to find a cleanser that's good for you. Hopefully it has a light exfoliator in it. And you'd want to cleanse your skin in the morning and again at night. And you want to remove makeup at night. Do not ever, ever, ever go to bed with makeup on. So we're going to talk about cleansing in morning and at night. Next, in following the right order, is to use a serum, a treatment product. You want to use it second when the skin is actually clean and it can be absorbed by the skin. The cleanser is going to help prepare the skin. The serum will absorb very quickly and deliver a high level of actives, whether you're trying to boost collagen, firm up the skin, a high level of antioxidants, moisture, collagen boosters, whatever you're targeting, now is the time to use it in the morning. If you have a couple different serums, use a different one at night, or you may even rotate and use a couple times a week, and so you're not using a bunch of them at once. So use one in the morning, a different one at night, etc. And then follow with a moisturizer. This will layer on top of the serum. If you put it on before the serum, it'll actually block the absorption of the targeted treatment. So you want to cleanse, use a serum, moisturize, and then most importantly, follow with an eye cream or eye gel. You want to moisturize the eyes, but your regular moisturizer is too heavy. The skin is different and thinner around the eye, so you want to use something specifically formed for around the eye area.
Ooh, sounds good. Well, that's why, again, I always go back to what you do. I love your stuff. And by the way, as I mentioned, my husband absolutely loves the men's line. I mean, I got him to stop using a bar of soap on his head. I can't even believe it.
And that's a lot of us guys that are lazy. We've all done it. But as you learn what's good and bad for you, you certainly would never use a bar of soap, not even on your body. But you know, let's keep going. What I'm suggesting here isn't just for women. This is for men, too. Men, when shave, exfoliate the beard area. But we should also be using an exfoliator all over our skin. We should be cleansing, using a serum and moisturizer, because we want to look young and healthy as well. And you can see a difference in a guy's skin as we get older, of those that take care of themselves, those that don't. But let's cover the fifth item real quick. The other item is lead a balanced life. Eat right. Don't overindulge on alcohol. Don't overindulge on sweets or other things that are bad for you. Balance out life with a lot of fruits, vegetables, things that contain antioxidants to fight the free radicals, a lot of proteins, which are essential building blocks, essential fatty acids. Incorporate a little activity and exercise, and most importantly, a good night's sleep. So you want to balance out your life as well. It's not just about the products, but you must have a well-balanced life.
That is for sure, David. I couldn't have said it better myself, especially because you're the expert. So,
well, here we cover from Beauty Inside Out. So the five simple steps: quit smoking, wear sunscreen, exfoliate the skin a few times a week, have a simple skincare regimen. Cleanse, use a serum, moisturize, eye cream, and most importantly, lead a balanced life with some activity. Balance out your diet and get a good night's sleep. And you're going to have gorgeous, radiant skin without having to use a lot of makeup. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thank you for listening. Stay beautiful and stay well.